26 morning Darshan. Guru Dev Surrender. Jai Guru Dev.
And that is original play of the sweet absolute as Krishna. And incarnative play by cyclic system, what happening, that's also happen that time. Then two kind of play. One is divine original play, and other is the natural incarnations work of Krishna to happen at a time, that time.
Schedule.
Then the subject is very big subject that I told first. Yeah, it is necessary to know. Here differentiating the divine play two way, one external and one internal. Internal play is the original play of Lord Krishna. That is his natural and general style of living. And that all is divine, all is transcendental. But some is very simple and by natural law happening, and other is very special sometimes that appearance happening in this world. But both together that play happening. But what is internal play of Lord Krishna? And when that happening with incarnation of Lord Krishna, that means Krishna's have two active forms. One is eternal and one is internal and one is external. The internal and external active form together appear last 5,000 years before in Vrindavan, Mathura. That happened. And after that, what incarnation of Krishna happened? That time original playful Krishna, he also appeared in the form of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev here in Navadvipa. within this ideal, so many scriptural note we have got from different type of scriptures, from Mahabharata, from Srimad Bhagavat, from other scripture. And that play of Chaitanya Dev, here also two kind of activity we can see. One is Naam Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan distribute to the mass. That is external activity of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. He appeared here in Navadvip Dham, especially in Mayapur, where today he will go and he will see there. External and internal, and internal play of Mahaprabhu. That was internal Krishna's play in Vrindavan, what happening with Brajagopi and Brajavasi. That Mahaprabhu enjoyed in the form of union and separation for, and 12 years he exclusively mood of separation of Radharani he tested. Radharani is the power of Sri Krishna, divine form, as a Radharani playing with Krishna. And Radha Krishna, they have a supreme love. That love, what kind of nature enriched with affection, tested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira, Puridham. After taking sannyas, he preached Hare Krishna Mahamantra 6 years. Before that also he preached some Harinam Sankirtan. But after that, Achinta Bhedavetka Siddhanta, that conception he preached all over the world. That is, what name? In Puridham. And after that, after 6 years, my 24 years, he was in Navadvip. Then 6 years as a sannyasi, he was in Puri. And not only seated in Puri, he preached South India, North India, Northern India, etc. But after 30 years, another twelve years, he was in Gambhira, one house, actually like cave. If you see, you will understand. And there tested that ecstasy as Krishna prem, what is tested what was the play, divine play with Radha Krishna. That he tested in the form of union and separation in Gambhira. But two kind of activity. One is preaching Krishna consciousness, mainly Naam Sankirtan. What is the religion in Kali Yuga? Scripture said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevala. Kalau nasteva, 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 gatiranata. But Harinam Sankirtan is the best procedure to satisfy Lord, because non-dependent form, the Harinam, with Krishna, and which way it is possible, and that given description, transcendental vibration form of Lord, that is Harinam Sankirtan. Transcendental vibration form. It is vibration form. At any moment it can take the divine form. That is the nature of divinity. Any moment it can take the form. Any moment can disappear. This kind of nature of divinity, and as a form of transcendental vibration, that is Harinam, and that given to all the sincere seekers and all general people also as incarnation of Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu, distributed this world. But internally he tested the love and affection what divine couple playing in Vrindavan, and he tested that divine love. That is called Krishna Prema. In Gambhira, 12 years. That is form of Mahaprabhu. That means Mahaprabhu himself is a Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsadam Jagai Sankirtana Prayal Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. This is the main evidential sloka. In Srimad Bhagavatam, what is everyone, religious people in India, believe and worshipping this. And this sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam clearly told, yeah, that person who is always chanting the divine name of Lord Krishna, and whose color is golden color, body color is golden, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna, and who the body formation as described in the scriptures as the incarnation of Lord, that type of form that is called Mahapurush form, Pancho Dirgha, Pancho Sukha, Sapto Rakta, Sarunnata. This form given. Anyhow, মহাপুরুষের লক্ষণ, এক্সটার্নাল ডিভাইন ফর্ম অফ লর্ড অ্যাজ এ গোল্ডেন ইনকার্নেশন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু। And it is described very firmly in Srimad Bhagavat and other scriptures also, that is named Mahabharata. They are Subarna Varna Himanga Varanga Chandanangadi Sannyasa Krishna Santa Nishta Santa Parayana, and plain similar divine form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu it is considering. And this way everyone knows that Krishna appeared in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, Navadvip, 500 years before. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, like Jerusalem of Jesus. Jesus, Jerusalem, no?
Yes. Jerusalem.
And Makkah, Muhammad. Like that, auspicious. Place is Mayapur, and all the devotees of Chaitanya, they consider it their super religious place. And Prabhupada Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami, he sixty, seventy years before, he met there is called that Madhusudha. Hello. Okay, Prabhu. Dhanyavad. I am not feeling well, but I am something little. I can talk. Actually, now I am starting, I am explaining about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna with discussion with the devotees here. But from early in the morning I am thinking, all over the world we preach Krishna consciousness, and really the fortunate soul, they are enlightened by Krishna consciousness. But our main duty as a preacher and missionary worker to establish properly and organize properly with humility, tolerant and giving honor to others. That I am thinking from morning, early in the morning. Actually, that is our duty. At present, you see, over 70 our center in this world, and They are the devotee, very enthusiastic, and they are, as their capacity, they are preaching Krishna consciousness, they are practicing Krishna consciousness. But mainly necessary to give them firm position as their capacity, but solid platform necessary for them. Otherwise, for the time being, it will be exalted, but after that, it will go down. Actually, we have seen Alexander the Great. He came, and where he went, he conquered that places, that countries up to India, the Punjab, etc. But when he come, he conquered everything, but cannot establish his own kingdom. And when gone, then everything finished. Like Alexander. Alexander the Great is so big, a hero. Everything his quality, but he cannot establish his mission. And what for? That is, fundamental basis was not strong. But Krishna consciousness we are preaching everywhere. And actually, theistic people are attracted with that because they want to play with Lord. They not want the Lord will be in a place and so far we will worship Him with honor and giving some thanks. That is not the desire. We want to play with Lord, and that opportunity within the scriptures and the spiritual scholars, they are given that connection. And when we are practicing, we are also feeling that. Then that is very good for us. But it is necessary, fundamental basis. Everyone, if with tolerance, with humility, and if we'll give honor to everyone, then they will be successful in their practicing life. It is necessary in the Society of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math, what is spread all over the world. Everywhere some leader, and that leader will be humble, tolerant, and giving honor to others. Then mission's fundamental basis will be very strong and firm. That I am thinking. My friends in the Western world is so nice. They are doing as possible by them. But side by side, in Indian disciples of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, they also will be active like other country devotee. And here, Indian also will give much attention. Otherwise, mission not will be far so long. And that is my thinking. If we preach what we are preaching, that we practice in our life and we will follow that, then everything will be beautiful. Our connection with reality, but reality is beautiful, then everything will be beautiful if we are with the relation of spiritual practicing life. We will keep it firmly, then our mission will be firm for long. I cannot say eternally it will go, because I am seeing the big acharya like Shankaracharya, like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they come. Their mission also was so big. But at present that mission is very tiny. But as possible, if we will try to practice Krishna consciousness with humility, tolerance and giving honor to others, it must be a firm and long time will give the mercy of Lord Krishna to everyone, and we must be conscious about that I am thinking, and which way we can enlighten, can make enlightened to the devotee. That I am always thinking. My life is almost finished, and 1 or 2 years, 2 years before it was very dangerous and almost finished. But after that I have got some lifetime by the grace of Sri Guru Maharaj, and I am thinking as possible by me I shall give this consciousness to others. Okay, Prabhu. Everyone will think this is my prayer to everyone. Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad. You make it as good as possible and distribute to others. What can I say? My English is not so strong and perfect. You are here, there. I am 43 for my language. Dhanyavad. Okay. Other day I said I can explain. Yeah. Oh. Yesterday, Kanikadashi, and today what they will get.
Rain, river, something else.
And if they think they will come back here and to Sakalam, that's all the good.
Okay.
No time. Come back.